You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, it's Thursday morning. Time to talk golf with J.D. Jowett from Golf Country. J.D., good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You got another fitting day. You got Callaway coming out.
We do, this Saturday from 11 to 3, and we do have appointments, still some available, and you don't have to have an appointment if you're just going to stop by. We take walk-ins, too. We're very excited about this. The Callaway line has done extremely well. The Quantums, both in the irons and the drivers, the Metalwoods, have outperformed what we expected this year. It's a great change for Callaway from the Elite, and they're very, very happy with it. They're promoting some of their other products, like their putters and their wedges. So we're really excited to have them this weekend. And if you have time and you're thinking about changing out your clubs, this is the time to come. Bring them. We do trade-ins, so you can always get a good trade-in on your club. Bring it out, and let's see what we can do.
Yeah, you were just telling me about a putter off the
air. They have a new putter line. It's the AI Dual Putters, and they're actually giving $50 off. They're celebrating their 26 years of Odyssey of being the number one putter on tour. But the number seven, this putter has done extremely well. It's a square-to-square putter. We've sold probably about 20 of them, Paul, and it's amazing what people are bringing back to us after they played it on the course. We do have fitting tools out there. We have a fitting putter that we can adjust from 33 inches all the way up to 36 inches, and we can adjust the lie so you can get perfectly fit for it. So this is something that's well worth coming out and checking out. And they also have on the Opus, the SP and SP Plus wedges. We do have a bargain on that. You buy one, you get $10 off. Buy two, get $20. Two or more, you get $20 off each wedge. So, again, this wedge is a forged wedge. Roger Cleveland actually had a lot of input on this wedge. So it's a nice piece. It's really easy to hit, and it's worth coming out. We have demos of them, so if you just want to test it against yours, you can come out and have a good test.
All right, very good. And that Callaway fitting event this Saturday, what time, and should people make appointments?
They can call all week and talk to Heather at 810-364-9160. The fitting event is actually from 11 to 3. They will stay if we get more people showing up, Paul. We're there to help people, so we will extend it. If you're coming and you're running a little late, give us a call. We'll see what we can do and get you in. So they're going to have we'll have launch monitors there to give you your spin numbers on your drivers, because I know a lot of people are concerned about that. And we ask you to bring your gamer club with you so that we can have a baseline and show you what the improvements are.
It's amazing what the right equipment and the right approach can do to your game.
Oh, 100%. This is one thing that we've talked to, obviously, through our lessons at Golf Country, and we get a lot of, obviously, most of us, you know, time is kind of friendly, sometimes not so friendly, but it just keeps going on. So, you know, 5 years get by, we get a little bit shorter. We wonder why we're losing a little distance here and there. But we have some key things I think we can talk about that will just help our senior players, and maybe not our senior players, just players looking for a little bit easier way to swing a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple things you can do to help this for a right-handed player. There is an opportunity to flare out your trail foot. We always talk at Golf Country about flaring out your lead foot because that releases your left hip just like you throw a ball, so you can turn better. But getting a backswing, getting the club going backwards, and it eases the rotation on the backswing, and it eases the back a little bit. Lower back definitely is an issue with a lot of golfers. Yeah. They tend to tense up. They don't know how to get through the backswing. So this is something that can help. And another thing we see, Paul, is how they hold their feet and how wide their feet are. And there's quite a few thoughts out there. It just depends what YouTube channel you look at. But we got to remember, we're trying to rotate through the swing. And the wider our stance, the less opportunity we have to rotate. So this is something I think is really, really important to get through and to get our weight, our right side through the full impact of the golf swing. And there's another thing we can do because it helps with not swaying so much backwards. If we tend to put a little bit more weight on our lead foot, mm-hmm. Not a ton. We're talking about 10% more. If we were even 50-50, about 10% more weight on our lead foot sets up a natural way for we can have a good weight shift and prevents this reverse pivoting we see a lot of people do. And it helps us finish strong on our left side.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing we run into, and this is with all players, we tend to, through our work, sitting at desks, driving cars, tend to get a lot of rounded shoulders, rounded back.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that really affects the golf swing because we also, we want our hips to go back and up so that we can have better posture and stronger shoulders. It allows us to have a better turn. So if we stand up just a little bit more, and it's not vertically standing up, but just standing tall, we still need about a 20-degree tilt forward, which helps us clear our body so our arms have somewhere to swing. But this is something that we can look at, and it's really important, and a lot of us can do this very simple. If we have a full mirror at home, you can do this at home and check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can check yourself there, look at it. You know, you don't have to swing clubs indoors, but just look at your posture, look at your stance. Kind of check yourself of what you're used to doing and see if you can implement a couple of these things.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing overall, Paul, we find is, you know, rhythm over speed. You know, a nice tempo.
Yeah.
You know, 1-2. Just get that tempo so we have some flow. Sequence of motion is another term that we use a lot,
mm-hmm.
to get that so it turns through. And then hold. When you finish, hold your left side so that you can feel what it is like to have your weight on your left side and your arms in front of you, your hands in front of you, so they're not across.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that you can do, like I say, at home. You can do it on the back deck. It doesn't have to be a big production.
Right.
But it definitely lets you have the opportunity to understand motion a little bit better, where impact is. And if you find some of these things helpful and you want to expand a little bit more on this, we do lessons. We're more than happy to explain this a little bit more in depth. We have a couple tools that we use at Golf Country. We have what we call a swing rope that we build right there with a training grip on it. And it's been a great asset to us as far as helping people understand the motion. So these are some of the things that are very valuable. And it just does, sometimes it's just a little review,
mm-hmm.
you know. A lesson's just information, you know, knowledge is power. So if you come out, you get a little information, sometimes that makes a big turn.
Old habits are sometimes hard to break, but once you become aware that, oh, the way I'm standing isn't quite right, you are more conscious of it, can make a big difference.
It can, and this is what happens to a lot of golfers is just exactly that. They kind of fall into these mm-hmm. older or bad habits. They really don't know. It's a gradual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they don't know what to do, but it's comfortable for them.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll say, well, that feels, you know, kind of odd or strange, but boy, I hit the ball a lot better. You know, so that also builds the confidence in them to start, you know, changing a little bit and come back aware. And ball placement's another big thing. Some people tend to play the ball too far forward.
Mm-hmm.
Your 7, 8, 9 in pitch should be in the middle of your stance. Again, your feet should be no more than shoulder width apart. These are all things that help. And just kind of recover that. You got to tilt a little bit, be behind the ball, kind of look at 5 o'clock if the face is looking at you. So that's basically the lower inside. I tell a lot of people the best thing to do sometimes to kind of get used to that is whatever color resonates with your eye, whether it be blue, black, because everybody's different,
mm-hmm.
get a permanent marker, put a big dot on your golf ball.
There you go.
And then just turn that dot to 5 o'clock, because now you're not just looking at the whole golf ball. Now you're looking at a smaller dot, so you can be more precise. It just allows you the opportunity to be able to strike the ball a little bit cleaner, you know, and smoother. So these are some things, you know, like I say, it's not rocket science, but these are some things that can really help improve your shot quality, you know, and how crisp you strike the ball. And then we also do putting and chipping lessons are available at Golf Country. We do full fittings too. So you, Randy and I are there to help you with any questions you have on clubs. One of the things we do that a lot of places aren't able to do is we actually fit with full flight. And we use TrackMan to tell you the numbers. We also use the Mizuno Shaft Optimizer to help pick shafts. But the big thing is that you can see full flight, whether it be irons or driver, rather than hitting into a screen. And it's just a lot better experience that way.
All right. All out at Golf Country. Go see the guy, guys from Callaway this Saturday. What are the hours out there, JD, at Golf Country?
Okay. Well, Monday through Wednesday, we're there from 9 o'clock until 7. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're there till 8 o'clock at night. And then Sunday is from noon to 4.
Could be a nice weekend this weekend, too.
Hey, if the rest of the week is like today, it's awesome.
Absolutely.
Golf courses are going to be busy, and hopefully we're going to be busy on the range.
I bet you will. JD, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
JD Jowett from Golf Country with us here on WPHM.